Historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, are only 3% of the nation's total, but they enroll 16% of Black undergraduates. Many African American doctors, politicians, and business people went to an HBCU for undergraduate or graduate school, but are these folks stepping up to help their alma mater? We've got News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett with us for more on this and other hot topics on our blog. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So we talked on the blog this week about how many HBCUs need more financial support from their alums. How are these colleges using the web to reach out, and what are folks saying about it?
Well, they're finally using the web, be it social networking or just email blasts, in a way to stay in touch with their graduates and eventually work their way into their wallets, right? So we talked about that issue on our blog, and the responses ranged from one person who said he made giving back to his college a New Year's resolution, to another reader who wrote, "I refuse to give money to those who have proven that they are unable to manage it appropriately." He didn't say what school he went to, but it's not good news.
Yeah. So last week, we made history with our first ever live town hall meeting at News and Notes. What's the reaction been online?
Well, we got plenty of reaction about your interview with Mayor Shirley Franklin. We fielded some criticism for our bloggers roundtable conversation last week about Pope Benedict. And even before our trip, our listeners and readers who live in Atlanta were good enough to give us some tips about places we should hit up and people who we should interview. So we appreciate the feedback, and that video and photos from our road trip are on our Facebook page.
What else do we have going on online?
Well, we're talking about John McCain's trip to Alabama to court Black voters. And next up, we'll be talking about the Pennsylvania primary results.
All right, Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.